Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Illustrated Media Podcast. I am your host, Jimmy Traina. Thanks so much for listening. We've got James Andrew Miller on the show this week to talk about all of the latest craziness with the sports media NFL world. Troy Aikman going to ESPN. Joe Buck looks like he's going to ESPN. What's going to happen with Al Michaels? Sean McVay was going to get $100 million. He went back to coaching. Kirk Herbstreit now is in the mix. So much going on in that whole world that nobody knows it as good as Jim. So Jim Miller will break it all down. We get into all of it with the NFL announcers and what's going on and who's going where. And then following that, we have the Train of Thought segment. My buddy Sal Licata is on vacation. Hopefully he's enjoying it. So Andrew Perloff, formerly of the Dan Patrick Show, currently of the Maggie and Perloff Show, he pinch hits and fills in on Train of Thoughts this week. Before we get to the show, if you missed last week, we had a great interview, really fun, with Molly Kierum of First Take. Andrew Marchand, 2 weeks ago on all of this news. Boomer Esiason was on the podcast recently as well. Check those out in the archives. And if you're not a subscriber, please subscribe to the SI Media Podcast. All right, let's get to this week's show. Jim Miller on the NFL announcing news and carousel, followed by Train of Thoughts with Andrew Perloff right here on the SI Media Podcast. All right, joining me now, SI Media Podcast regular, knows everything about ESPN and the TV industry, has written tremendous books on ESPN, SNL, and HBO most recently, host of the Origins podcast, writer, reporter, everything, Jim Miller. Jim, how are you?
Great, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And you're a perfect person to speak to about all of the sports television insanity that's going on with people switching networks and all of that going on. I have to say, well, that's why people are listening, and that's what people are most interested in. It's funny I have you on at this time, because I was all excited on Tuesday, March 1st. There was supposed to be a Larry David documentary on HBO, and then the day before it got pulled, and we had planned to talk about it. How shocked are you when that was pulled? Because you don't see that usually the day before an announcement coming out saying we're not airing this.
Yeah, I'm more disappointed than shocked, because I'm not sure anyone knows the exact reason yet. I haven't heard that from anybody. I've heard a couple different accounts from inside HBO, but it was funny because a couple of the cable systems still had it on their listing. And so it was very confusing. Yeah. In fact, here in LA, HBO Latino had it at 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And then there was no English channel version of it. It was just a little wacky, but I'm sure it will appear in some way.
My only fear is that it was supposed to air the day before the HBO announces they pull it. My only fear is that it never sees the light of day. I mean, I hope that eventually, for what, you know, they get it out there. So,
well, this is the, you know, this is the uniqueness of Larry David. And also, yeah, I might say the uniqueness of HBO, because if Larry David, for whatever reason, calls up and says, I don't want it to go tomorrow night, Casey Boys and the old HBO kind of ethos is that, okay, fine. I mean, at CBS, they'd say, like, you know, they might say, look, talk to the lawyers. Good luck. You know, right, this thing's going out. We've been publicizing it for a long time.
Right.
So it's nice to have a home.
Yeah. And it makes sense to grant Larry his wish. Why piss off, you know, guys done so much for you over, you know, one documentary special. But yes, please keep us posted on whatever you hear on that, because we need to see that. All right. Let's see if we can try to even begin to break down what's going on. You know, I'll give the listeners here a little backstory. I had taken, you know, a lot of people in sports and sports media take off days last week, this week, because you have President's Week, dead time in sports, nothing really crazy going on these 2 weeks once the NFL wraps up. So I had taken off last Thursday and Friday and then Monday and Tuesday to give myself a very long weekend and some time off. So Wednesday night, I'm starting my sort of mini staycation. And I'm at dinner at 7 o'clock, and that's when Marchand reported, I think, the Joe Buck news that he was looking to, that ESPN was looking to get him as well to join Troy. And I was like, oh boy, this is, you know, this is pretty huge.
Well,
so
you weren't surprised by that, were you? I mean,
well, I was a little surprised because I, for the reason that I knew Joe has 1 year left on his contract with Fox. So I, you know, I don't see why Fox would let him out, but let me start with this. Let's start with this. Cause there's two things going on. ESPN finally gets their Monday night booth that they've been trying to land. And then the Fox angle on this, I still to this day don't understand. And I'm sure it will come out. From what I've heard behind the scenes, it's going to be pretty juicy. I don't understand why Fox would let Troy Aikman go and not re-sign him. He was there for 20 years with Joe Buck. Many thought he was the top analyst in the game. The chemistry with him and Joe was tremendous. Why would they? Is it simple? Listen, everything always comes down to money. Is there anything here besides money? And if so, why wouldn't Fox pay him?
Yeah, I don't think everything comes down to money. I think that sometimes, you know, you've been in a place for a long time, and I'm not saying that this is what Troy's thinking, but sometimes you feel like, particularly at a certain stage in your career, where a move might be reinvigorating and you might be more appreciated in a new place. And let's point out that during the last 3 years, ESPN has really climbed a mountain in terms of not only their relationship with the NFL, but their new NFL package and the games that they're going to be getting. They've upgraded their presence with the NFL. And so it becomes a much more viable option than it would have been, 3 years ago. And I also feel like, you know, look, Joe has one more year, but this is Troy's opportunity. And if he's going to move, I mean, I do believe that they want to stay together. Worst case scenario, they're going to have a gap year and where they're going to have to be apart. And that's more of a problem for ESPN, quite frankly, and we can talk more about that in a minute. But I do also believe that, look, when Tony came on board, I think people like Troy and even Kirk Herbstreit on the college front, and Kirk does some NFL games too, they're like, well, wait a second, you know, what about me? And I get that people like Tony, but I mean, that was an extraordinary deal, extraordinary amount of visibility, extraordinary amount of flexibility that they put into that deal. And so this is everybody's opportunity to kind of have their moment in the sun. I don't blame them at all.
So there's a lot here. Let me start with this. You said to me, you weren't surprised when Marchand broke that story about ESPN going after Joe Buck. So what made you not surprised about that? You expected that to happen?
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole point going back over a month ago was ESPN wants to get Troy and Joe for the booth. So just because Troy's contract's up and they can get closer with Troy doesn't mean that Joe wasn't part of the mix and wasn't part of the conversation. I mean, the real cool thing, I mean, maybe too inside baseball for, except for sports media nerds, is it's kind of like a chess game. Because, I mean, it starts with Al, of course, at NBC, and there's lots of dominoes. But just let's take Troy and Joe for a second. So their deals are not synced up. And so if you're ESPN and you're Jimmy Pitaro, you want both of those guys in the booth so you can get closer with Troy and get a sense that Troy may come over. And then what happens? Well, if you're Eric Shanks, you get to sit there and you get to go, okay, yeah, so you want him. Now let's start figuring out, you know, in the ESPN book I wrote about Al Michaels and, you know, there was a Disney character, of course, you know, famous Oswald, that was part of that deal to let Al out early. But now I think what's been going on behind the scenes, and I've heard this from various people, is there's some real horse trading. I mean, look, does Fox want to keep Joe if Joe's going to be unhappy? No, but do they want to be able to monetize this in myriad ways in order to really get some flesh out of ESPN? Absolutely. And what is that? What might that mean? You know, if I'm Fox, I might ask for, you know, two or three Big Ten games. I mean, you can be as outrageous and greedy and audacious as you can in this situation, because at the end of the day, look, Joe does a great job. And it's like, we don't need to get rid of him. If you guys want to have both of those guys together, then you're going to have to pay. And it's serious bucks, or it's, you know, getting into some things like how many, you know, could you give us a couple games or things like that? And the question becomes then, if you're Jimmy Pitaro at ESPN, how wild do you go? Like, you know, how crazy do you go? Because you're spending money on Troy, and then you're going to have to spend money on Joe next year. But in order to make everything, you know, a big debut for the two of them this year, you're going to have to pay even extra. Mm-hmm. And there may be, we're going through the next couple of days here where we're going to figure out, there may be a point where Jimmy Pitaro says, you know what, no mas. This is getting too crazy. We'll wait the year.
So, So we're taping this for everyone listening. We're taping this Wednesday afternoon, March 2nd, early afternoon. So would you say where things stand now is that ESPN is negotiating with Fox on making a deal to get Joe Buck out of that last year of his contract? Is that what's going on at the moment?
I believe that's the case.
And how do you think do you think they'll strike a deal?
Well, that's what I was just saying, which is that, you know, I mean, look, if I'm Fox, I think you can feel pretty comfortable about being very aggressive about giving up a year of this, you know, prize talent. But
now, what about though, because you still have Al Michaels out there because his contract with NBC is up. Nothing's official with Amazon, which is where everyone thought Al would land. Does ESPN have a little leverage here in the negotiations with Fox in terms of saying like, okay, well, you want us to give you this for Joe Buck, we'll pass and we'll just hire Al Michaels. Is that in play?
Well, but here's the question. If you're Al Michaels and you've decided, I mean, originally his deal was up 2 years ago, NBC extended it and he came and he did the Super Bowl. And now if you're Al Michaels and you're not willing to just do one more year, if you feel like you have a couple, maybe three, maybe another Super Bowl in you. I mean, this guy is, you know, I mean, Al is remarkable in so many senses of the word. Then you know that if you go to ESPN for the booth, Jimmy, you're only going to get a year.
Right.
You're only going to get a year. And then that means that you're giving up. I think Amazon would do a multi-year deal with Amazon with Al.
So you're saying that next season, not the 2023 regular season, ESPN's Monday Night Booth is going to be Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, no matter what.
I can't imagine it not be.
Now let me ask you this: if that's the case, if ESPN can get Joe Buck out of that last year of his contract with Fox and bring Joe over this year,
then I think you'll see Al Michaels sign a multi-year deal with Amazon.
Not Fox. Would Fox make a play for Al is my question.
Oh, that's interesting. I have not heard that. That's not to say that that is impossible. But then again, you got to think about, does Fox want to roll the dice on whether or not Al is going to want to do 1, 2, 3 years. I mean, he may be saying so. And I certainly think Amazon is willing to give him a multi-year contract.
Well, yeah, but if you're Fox, why wouldn't you give Al 3 years? I mean, I would think that'd be a guy, you know, you'd want doing a Super Bowl, doing your playoff game. I mean, yes, they can bump up Kevin Burkhardt, which is, I mean, if they don't get Al, where do they go for number one play-by-play guy? Burkhardt, or do they go somewhere else?
I mean, you know, look, here's the weird thing, and this is why we're talking about this. There aren't a lot of people who do this job and do it well. I mean, I think that it was interesting to see Herbie do a great transition from college football to NFL. And, you know, I mean, look, he can do anything, and maybe he's in the mix, and maybe he's starting to think about things and listen to things. I mean, the ESPN college football inventory and their games are pretty impressive if you're Kirk Herbstreit. But, you know, Fox has some games too. Maybe Fox all of a sudden goes after Kirk Herbstreit. You know, I'm not sure. But the point is that it's not a big pool. Right. And so that's why all these things are so connected. The dominoes.
That's why I think if Fox lost Joe Buck, I mean, why not just bring Allen for 3 years? But
You have to feel pretty secure about the fact that Al's going to want to do 3 years.
Right.
You know, even if he's saying so right now, he could change his mind. But that's certainly, you know, part of the calculus.
So I want to go back to my first question, because I'm not sure we tackled it, but I'm just dumbfounded that Fox would let Troy and Joe go. What's going on there? Do you know anything? Is there anything you'd share with us about that?
Well, first of all, you're assuming that they control it. And obviously Troy controls it.
Right.
In fact, Troy might be of the position where, look, I want to work Monday nights, and I love that their schedule. I want to be part of bringing that booth to another level. And the money's pretty good. If Troy says that, then there's nothing Fox can do.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Like, why would you leave Sunday 4:25 playoff Super Bowl? You've been there for so long. I mean, I don't think the Monday night gig, you know, and plus on Monday nights now, in terms of viewership, it's not a competition, but they're going head to head with Peyton and Eli as well.
Yeah, I don't think that. I mean, that's such a different kind.
You don't think being the lead analyst at Fox is better than being the lead analyst for Monday Night Football?
I guess certainly from a numbers point of view.
Right.
I mean, it is.
Right. Right.
That Sunday window is great.
Yeah. And in terms of ESPN, I mean, this is huge for them. Obviously they've struggled for years to get that booth right. Obviously if they have Joe and Troy, they don't have to worry about it for a long time. But I am curious, you know, there's been so much about ESPN the last few years about cost cutting and letting people go and tightening up the finances. They had, I'm sure, no trepidation whatsoever to open up the bank for Troy here. Right.
So this is one of these cool things on this topic, right? Because somebody could come along and just say to us, you two eggheads, it doesn't matter who's in the booth. I mean, we're still going to watch the game. I mean, you know, somebody might lower the volume if they really hate somebody, but do these people really move the needle? You know, do people tune in? I mean, that was obviously part of the dialogue when Tony made his huge deal. And by the way, if you look at the CBS market cap since Sherry Redstone presented to the investors, I mean, that's taken quite a hit. And that Tony contract is, I'm not sure they do that Tony contract now.
Right.
You know, I mean, so.
Well, we're going to go off on a tangent here, but I said this recently. I haven't said it on this podcast, but if you think about it in terms of that way, the person responsible for all this, in a very ironic twist, is Peyton. Because Tony got that money because of Peyton, because ESPN had this obsession with Peyton Manning. They couldn't get Peyton Manning, so then ESPN was going to turn to Romo. So for CBS to keep Romo, had to pay him all that money, or else he would have went to Monday Night Football. If Peyton would have agreed to do Monday Night Football years ago in the booth traditional, I'm not sure Romo gets that money from CBS either.
Maybe. I mean, look, we can go all the way back to some of the big Madden contracts and other things before that. I mean, there has been a great history of all this. The point is, though, that for everybody who says it doesn't matter, it matters to the networks and it matters to the NFL. Right. And so they're going to continue when you spend billions of dollars on a NFL package, even if it's $100 million, even if it's, you know, whatever, they're going to continue to pay that kind of money because they believe it's part of the patina of the whole, you know, connection to the NFL and the whole brand that you have.
So there's two things there that's interesting. I mean, I've in the past week or two when all this has gone haywire, I have gotten a lot on Twitter about who cares who the announcers are. Everyone's going to watch the game. The announcers don't have anything to do with ratings. Well, if that's the case, they wouldn't pay these guys $15 to $20 million a year. It matters in ways that I think fans don't understand unless you're in it like us. And the second thing there that you said, and now I've lost my train of thought about the second part of that, but I'll get it back. But yeah, so ESPN, though, it was never a doubt for them to cough up the money for Troy. Was it a no-brainer for ESPN?
I think they really wanted it. Yeah. I think they really wanted it. Look, if Al was saying, I want to take one kind of victory lap, one season, and then I'll go out. I had a great Super Bowl and now I just want to take, then it's pretty easy, right? You bring Al back to the Monday night brand and it's an incredible coda on his career. You give him a big victory lap and it's almost like, you know, every game, the crowd saying, you know, it's like when an NBA player retires a year in advance, everybody's saluting him, but he's not saying that, or at least he's not saying that right now. So it's very complicated.
You know what? You know why I think Al the Fox would make the most sense for everyone here, even though it's not been reported, it's not been rumored. I'm just thinking out loud. I mean, if Joe Buck leaves this season to go to ESPN, Fox has two of the next three Super Bowls.
Yeah, because of the slot.
So if Al can sign a 3-year contract with Fox, I think that makes the most sense for everyone. But I think, you know, that domino can't fall until Joe leaves. But you hit on it, and I just remembered what I wanted to say. The train of thought came back to me. One of the aspects in this that does not get talked about nearly enough from everyone is the importance here of Goodell and the NFL. They have a hand in all of this. You know, it goes back to that when NBC had Thursday nights there for a little bit, and the NFL vetoed NBC using Tirico over Al on Thursday Night Football. And I think with ESPN getting Super Bowls down the road, I think 2027, you know, they want Joe Buck and Troy Aikman calling that Super Bowl, Roger Goodell. So I think Goodell is a factor here that doesn't get talked about. Am I correct?
Well, I mean, look, obviously with Fox getting two of the next three Super Bowls, the league is also going to be protective of Fox in terms of,
right.
Well, wait a second. Let's not let Troy and Joe, you know, just disappear when there's like Super Bowls coming up. So yeah. It works both ways. It works both ways. Yeah. But I also feel like the Amazon situation now is just, it's just another kind of independent variable that gives Al, I think, you know, some flexibility, particularly if he gets to work with Freddie Gadelli.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
So I was just going to bring up Amazon. They're actually, to me, it's actually the Amazon factor on list is comical to me more than anything, because they have unlimited funds. The pockets don't have any ending. So they were rumored to throw out $100 million at Sean McVay. It didn't work. We know they're willing to pay Al. They would have paid Troy, I'm sure. But obviously if you're Troy, you know, ESPN and Monday Night Football is way sexier than Amazon on a Thursday night with, like, you know, 6 million people watching it. And now the latest bombshell report from Marshan is that Amazon's looking at Kirk Herbstreit. And what's interesting about that is, I mean, so clearly Amazon here, Amazon's not settling for anything on the B level. Amazon is looking for A level only. Although I don't know how Sean McVay factors into all this, cause he never did it. But the Herbstreit thing is interesting because he would still do college and he could do Thursday, Saturday fairly easily. And when you see what all these guys are getting paid, Kirk Herbstreit is almost underpaid compared to everyone. Do you think Herbstreit ends up at Amazon?
Well, I mean, the other question becomes, what is ESPN? What's their flexibility in terms of, you know, do they let Kirk do some Thursday nights with the NFL and still have him for Saturday? That's a possibility. I think we're kind of in this new world where people are starting to make different kind of arrangements based on streaming versus broadcast or streaming versus cable. People have talked about maybe Fred Cadelli doing work at Amazon, but he would still be an NBC employee and still be part of the NBC family. But, you know, it's not direct competition. And so maybe they make that accommodation. It's just a very dynamic time there. And I'm sure, look, if I'm Kirk Herbstreit, I want to make sure that I have every opportunity to know what the marketplace is offering me at this point.
So we got Troy's at ESPN. Joe Buck may end up there. Al maybe at Amazon. Herbstreit's being rumored. I think the thing we know the least about is who will the lead Fox booth be next year. Are there any names out there that we have not heard, have not been thrown out there, who are in play for either the Amazon gig or if Joe leaves at Fox? Are there any names we're not hearing that you have heard, or this is pretty much what it is? Because, you, like you said earlier, it's a limited pool of people who do this, but is there any surprise maybe that could come out of nowhere?
Well, to the degree that money does matter, look, I think that you said it very well just a minute ago. Amazon has a ton of money, and they're willing to buy their way into the prestige announcing business. So there could be some people that we might think are locked up or that can do some hybrid deals or, you know, whatever, or maybe they take a Kevin. I don't know when Kevin's deal is up, but, you know, who knows? I mean, right. It's clear though, what I think is very clear is that even though it's Thursday night and even though they're going to have a schedule that pales in comparison to Sunday afternoon or even Monday night now that ESPN has upgraded, they still want to spend a lot of money. They want to plant a big freaking flag with the NFL. And I think the NFL, part of what happened with the NFL when they went through these negotiations is the NFL said, look, we're not going to treat you like a poor stepchild. We're going to help you in ways that we can. I mean, not to the detriment of our partners, but, you know, there's going to be a whole Wild West kind of aspect to this thing right now.
It's amazing too. You mentioned guys, you know, Amazon is a real wild card here, because if obviously what you said, they can maybe do a sharing deal. And if they're willing, you know, I'm thinking of like an Ian Eagle at CBS, who is their number two guy. Ian could be a number one guy anywhere. He should be a number one guy, but those jobs are limited. You know, if ESPN, if Amazon went to him, we want you to call Thursday night, CBS would have to let him do it, I would assume. He would do both gigs. He would do CBS. But if the flexibility is there, like you said, then that opens the door really for Amazon to go in a lot of different directions. It's going to be fascinating to see what they do for
him. Well, they have an advantage. They have two advantages. One is they have deep pockets. And the second is it's Thursday night. And right. So it doesn't become binary. I mean, that's the whole thing. You were going to probably have a lot of agents with this, part of this Amazon deal saying to the powers that be at these networks, look, it's Thursday night. He's going to fly on Friday. It's not going to damage you in any way. You know, if you want to keep this guy happy, or, you know, what, or if a contract's up, say, look, the only way you're going to keep him is if you let him do Thursday night.
Right.
You know, I don't think there's big, big walls anymore around things the way that they're used to be.
It's funny how this all played out, because to me now it's fascinating to see what Fox does if they lose Joe. Like, because like I said, they have two of the next three Super Bowls, so they can't really like get experimental or, you know, take a chance on someone. You'd think they need to, you know, not fool around there with who their lead team is going to be.
Well, you know, it's weird. You mentioned Twitter before. I don't do a lot on Twitter, but it's funny. I don't know if you've noticed, but sports media has become like politics.
Yeah.
It's become so incredibly loud, divisive, you know, and there's nothing in the middle. I mean, everybody, it was like Stephen A. this morning with, did you see that?
Oh, I saw it. I saw it. I wrote about it. I put the clips on Twitter. It's magical television, in my opinion.
Right, right. But my only point is, you know, I mean, sports media is getting as hysterical and as divisive. Maybe it, you know, radio, sports radio, talk radio was always that way. But now I think it's reached a new level, at least on TV. And so, you know, I mean, I think all bets are off.
Yeah. And Amazon coming in definitely makes everything, you know. Well,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why, at first I was a little, you know, given that they have Payne and Eli and now they're going to have Buck and Aikman, it is interesting to me that ESPN would, I mean, if they bring in Joe Buck, they're paying a ton of money to four guys to do Monday Night Football, a ton. But for them, it's worth it because they need to have that good relationship with the NFL, keep the NFL happy. They've struggled with Monday night. So it is a no-brainer for ESPN. But at first I was like, okay, they're going to pay Troy, Joe, Peyton, Eli. I mean, that is a lot of money, but I think
saving money for the past several years. No disrespect to the current booth, but none of those people command the high figures that their competition has been playing. I think also, look, the thing that with Peyton and Eli, and you're starting to see it now, is they're expanding that footprint of Omaha Productions. They're starting to do other things within the ESPN family. And so it's not just that, you know, they're going to have a alternate broadcast on Monday nights for, you know, half the season or whatever they wind up doing next year. I think that they've really bought some personality, and they can start to do this in the off season. I'm sure they're going to be, you know, as the people at ESPN would say, flooding the zone with Eli and Peyton, and they're having fun with it.
Now, I would assume Joe would also do some baseball for ESPN. Have you heard anything about that? I mean, because there were rumblings that he might have wanted to give up the baseball part of the gig with Fox eventually. But I would assume if he's going to ESPN, they're going to use him on baseball, right?
They're spending a ton of money on baseball, and I can't imagine Joe not wanting to do that.
Right.
And I mean, I don't even know why these things get started, but Joe's really good, and he's really good at baseball too. Mm-hmm. I mean, just an unbelievable switch hitter, so to speak, with the NFL and MLB. And there's a ton of inventory there, you know, for him at ESPN.
Now, the Troy thing hasn't officially been announced. I mean, we all know Troy's going there. It's not a secret. He's going there. Are they waiting? Is ESPN waiting to make a formal announcement for when they get a play-by-play person?
I mean, I think in a perfect world, they would like to announce the booth.
Right.
You know, and I think that, I mean, I heard just a couple of days ago that Fox was still trying to do a Hail Mary with Troy. I don't think that's going to work, but you never know. I mean, we could be surprised. But, I mean, this is all going to shake out in the next week.
I would
imagine they would definitely. Look, it's lucky for NBC that they signed Chris Collinsworth. So they re-upped him in a way that doesn't make them open to some of this craziness as well.
I feel like this is a really tough spot for Al, because I think would it be accurate to say that Al has to wait for the Joe Buck domino to fall before his stuff gets settled?
If for the Joe Buck to fall. Well, I mean, look, if they can't, yeah, I think the sequence is this. If they can't get Joe, then they can say to Al, would you come for a year? Based on what I've been hearing about Al, Al's going to say, well, I want to do more than a year. And they're clearly not going to give him more than a year because they know they have Joe. And so then it becomes whether Fox comes after him for multi-year, but I'm pretty sure that Amazon will give him multi-year. So right. At that point, unless he has a sea change and only wants to do one more year, then I think you'll see him at Amazon,
right.
Possibly Fox.
Yeah. I mean, Al could pretty much get whatever he wants from Amazon, I would think at this point, but I still think the right play for Al would be Fox. If Fox comes asking, CBS has to be enjoying this because they have Jim Nantz and Tony Romo locked up. They're not involved in any of this. They must sit back and have a chuckle at what's going on, huh?
Well, I mean, look, they paid a lot of money to be in that position.
Yeah.
And Mike Tirico waited a couple of years to be in this position. And so, you know, you have two places that are on terra firma and, you know, three that are up in the air. But this was bound to happen given the fact that these contracts were coming up. And, you know, ESPN, once ESPN got the new contract, I think we talked about this. Once ESPN got the new contract and better games, they started to press their nose against the window and to start to see how they could really upgrade the booth.
Yeah.
And that's nothing. I mean, look, remember Steve Levy. I mean, that booth has served a purpose. You can't just, you know, discard these guys. I mean, they right. really worked hard and they did get better.
Yeah.
But it's just about star quality.
I'm sure Levy will do NHL, which he's excellent at, and he can even go back to college football. And yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, I mean, they got the NHL back. I mean, I'd feel really bad for Steve if they didn't have the NHL, but
right,
they were
right.
able to get the NHL back. Hope they treat it better than they did before.
Seems like they have. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge hockey fan, so I don't pay that close attention to
them. They are.
They have.
They're not it used to be the last 30 seconds of Sports Center would get the hockey highlight.
Before we move on is there anything about any of this that we've missed, that I've missed, that fans should know or listeners should know about? Just you're basically saying, you know, you think this all gets wrapped up maybe in a week, a little, it's expected Joe to ESPN. We don't know what Fox does. Al probably to Amazon. Is there anything missing in that equation?
I mean, I know, look, people at ESPN have been talking for a couple of weeks about Kirk. And when you have somebody who is able to be as versatile as he is in college and in NFL, you're bound to get a lot of invitations or at least interest from elsewhere. And I think that's something that, you know, people have been thinking about for the past couple of weeks.
I think Fallon Herbstreit have done three NFL games over the last couple of years. And I think Herbstreit's been excellent on all of his. You would never know he's a college guy coming over to do the NFL. He's so well prepared. I thought Herbstreit really did a great job on his NFL games.
Well, I would say college too, because I mean, look, the preparation that's involved for just one of these games, particularly playoff games in college, and is incredible. And if you were to track Herbie's movements over the last, you know, the month of December, and sometimes back to back. I mean, there were a couple of times when, you know, there were two games in, I don't know, 48 hours or something. I mean, like, it's pretty impressive. He is a great student and a great presence in the booth. And so it's not surprising that a lot of, you know, he's got a lot of interest.
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, it's a good wild card and all this. Before I let you go, a couple of HBO things, since you wrote that tremendous book, Tinderbox, on HBO.
Oh, thanks.
I don't watch it, and I've been thinking I got to start watching it, but I noticed I checked your Twitter.
Is this a Euphoria question?
Yeah. So I should watch Euphoria, right?
Yeah. I mean, okay. Look, it scares the hell out of a lot of parents, and it's something that's a little difficult to watch if you have a, you know, teenage daughter in the room, or a son for that matter. But I think what Sam Levinson is doing, and certainly what Zendaya and a couple of those other actors are doing week in and week out, is extraordinary. It's not easy to watch.
Okay.
And I also think Mark Tracy had an interesting article in the New York Times earlier in the week. I kind of talked about this a little bit in the book, but this is also a show that people get very emotionally involved in. And so every single, Sam Levinson writes and directs everything. There's no writer's room on Euphoria. Okay. And so everything has kind of come down on him. And there's all those choices that he makes in terms of the narrative and character arcs. And it has been a difficult season in terms of some of the characters, or at least one of the characters on Euphoria, having a real difficult time with what their, you know, course was. But I don't think there's not a show like it on television. There's just
none. I will binge. I will watch it and binge. And then the last thing is, did you know in advance that that Meadow AJ Soprano Super Bowl commercial was coming?
I heard that they had gotten the I'd heard that they gotten the rights to the titles, and I don't know about you, but I just thought I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a commercial, so it's, you know, I would have liked maybe a little more. The song, I mean, listen, they got the song in there. They got Meadow and AJ hugging.
They got the entire credit sequence.
Right,
the visuals with the freaking truck going through it. I mean, what could be better for, you know, especially with the tagline, a new generation.
And David Chase has to sign off on that, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, so I think that was, I mean, I was at the game. I didn't watch it during the game, but as soon as I came home, I recorded it and I saw it. I thought it was pretty cool.
I'm curious if you were at the game, could you hear the halftime show clearly and like really enjoy the performance? See, I always think that stuff's better on TV. What was that like being there?
Well, you know, look, it is made for television. Right. I mean, you know, you don't get close-ups of certain people and everything else. I think one of the cool things about being at the game for that halftime show was it was like they built a city in like 4 minutes. There must have been hundreds of people who were bringing in, you know, all that, you know, all those structures. They put a track down on top of the field. I don't know if you could see that on TV, but I mean, it was pretty amazing. And I mean, there was an electricity in the stadium that, you know, you sometimes don't get. And then pretty soon thereafter, everybody's talking about, well, we know Prince was great. Like, is this one of the best ever?
Right.
Because it was just, it really did work. It was pretty phenomenal.
It did. Speaking of things that work, if you have not read the SNL book, the ESPN book, or the HBO book by Jim, I suggest you do. They're outstanding. And he also hosts the Origins podcast. Is that coming back soon?
Yes. My podcast folks were kind enough to give me a sabbatical while I finished the book, but we're going to be coming back. Maybe even later this month.
But we don't know. We're not allowed to know the topic.
I got to figure that out.
Okay. Will it be something I like?
Well, I do it for you, Jimmy, so I hope so.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for the time, and
thanks for the discussion.
Fun time to be in sports media, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll see how this this shakes out. But I think that one of the things that's going to happen is very quickly is I think Joe is the head domino, and I think things are going to kind of fall very quickly once, you know, if Eric can't get what he wants out of if Fox can't get what they want out of ESPN and Joe staying for a year, I think things will move even quicker.
All right. Looking forward to seeing how it plays out. Thanks for the insight and thanks for coming on as always, and stay safe and be well.
You too, man.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring?
Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
All right, joining me now, Sal Akata on vacation, who usually joins me for the Train of Thought segment. So I figured I'd bring in another good friend of mine for this week. And I just did his radio show on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. So I'm returning the favor by having him here. Andrew Perloff, formerly of the Dan Patrick Show, currently of the Maggie and Perloff Show. Andrew, how's it going?
It's going great. And thank you again. You were a huge hit.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
But let's say, like, the audience being my mom and like three friends that are common for us. So that's when I say huge hit, it's like four people.
I'll take it. I'll take it. I was surprised there was no negative feedback. I kept waiting for it. But, the highlight for me was throwing you off by saying that the Patriots should sign Aaron Rodgers. That got you.
So we've been talking about that all week long, and not just me and Maggie, my co-host, like, all around the office. I'm like, yeah, did you hear Jimmy on Friday said that the Patriots should be in on Aaron Rodgers? Not just in on Aaron Rodgers, but then sit Mac Jones on the bench for the second and third year, which was the best part of the whole thing.
I realized after I probably should have came at you harder for your like defense of Mac Jones. Like, you had Mac Jones as like a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Remember, everybody was into Mac Jones this season, Jimmy. Am I imagining that? There was a big Mac Jones period.
I think he went downhill fast towards the end of the season.
So. But I tuned into the Pro Bowl. Don't ask me why. It was an accident. And there's Mac Jones throwing passes. Yeah, Matthew Stafford only made one Pro Bowl his whole life, and Mac Jones is already in the Pro Bowl. How is that possible?
But this is why anyone who pays attention to the Pro Bowl is a moron. The guy who's in the Pro Bowl is like the eighth best quarterback that season because the first seven declined to go.
So how did Matthew Stafford never get that extra invite?
Like, you think Patrick Mahomes is going to go play in the Pro Bowl?
No.
No.
Actually, I think he did play, I think.
Joe Burrow is not playing in the Pro Bowl. He's in the Super Bowl.
I understand that.
Where was Justin Herbert? Like, he's not playing. Like, all of the quarterbacks, it's like the eighth best quarterback is in the Pro Bowl.
I'm well aware of how this works. But that being said, how come Matthew Stafford never got like that extra invite? That's
because
so bizarre.
We went through this. Matthew Stafford is not that good.
It's not that. It's just that the guys ahead of him were Rodgers and Russell Wilson. And there are a lot of Pro Bowlers. But yeah, Mac Jones, you're contradicting yourself because you're saying Mac Jones is not that good. So he made a Pro Bowl, but Matthew Stafford wasn't good enough. That makes absolutely no sense.
Well, he should have been in there as like the eighth best. You know, but that's how bad the Lions were. He couldn't even get in the Pro Bowl.
Like, hasn't Kirk Cousins been to like three or four Pro Bowls?
I don't know. No one pays attention to the Pro Bowl. It's no one cares. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
I think it's noteworthy. Mac Jones for a rookie, he's probably the best rookie. I don't think you could argue that. Him and Davis Mills were probably one and two. When you think about this, what they did this year, there were no good rookies other than that.
That about sums it up.
But I know you have a million topics, by the way.
Yeah, I don't have a million. I have like four or five.
Can I just ask you real quick?
Yeah, if you can ask me anything.
So everyone's saying there's no first-round quarterbacks. Or if they are, they're being pushed up. You know how this works. If you write a mock draft in January, you're going to have the quarterbacks like 25, 21, 16. Then it always seems by April they're like 7-3-1. I feel like quarterbacks, we've been doing this a long time. They always get moved up. And I feel like that could happen this year.
Yeah, I mean – this is your wheelhouse. It's not my, like, I don't read mock, like, I'll put on the draft and I know Kenny Pickett's out there. He was good, but I don't know, like, why he would drop fall.
Hand size.
Yeah. Like, ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, ridiculous. Malik Willis was not consistent. You know, you could go through the guys. It's not like there was Trevor Lawrence. So I understand that, but I don't know. I feel like teams so bad. Like, even the Texans at number three, I know they're going to trade. They need a quarterback. The Broncos need a quarterback. The Saints need a quarterback. All these teams need a quarterback.
Do the Texans need a quarterback? Like, what's going on with Deshaun Watson? Nobody knows. It's like the most underreported story. Like, what's going on?
Well, I don't think he's ever going to play there.
Well, how's he going to get who would trade for him if he's going to have this thing hanging over him?
So his lawyer, Rusty Hardin, said by April 1st, they should know if they're going to be criminal charges. If there are no criminal charges, then I assume that they be able to settle everything else.
So if there's no criminal charges and they settle, why can't the Texans keep him?
He won't play there. He hates your owner.
Okay, I got you.
That came out. Remember right before he got in all that trouble, he was like, I'm not playing here.
All right, so I want to ask you a question. You host a national radio show, as we said, on CBS Sports Radio. Does the MLB lockout affect you in any way, shape, or form?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, and the markets that we're on are not all – some are baseball markets, but, like, I got to tell you, if you're not in New York or Boston or St. Louis, I really don't think you care. That's my opinion. I think that, especially if it's only going to be say they miss 4 weeks of games, is that going to affect anybody in the Midwest or who is not in a great baseball town? I don't think so.
I think if they only miss 4 weeks, I think fans will be back and people move on and forget it. I mean, listen, it sucks to miss 4 weeks from the standpoint of, like, I feel bad for people who work in ballparks, the concession people and all that stuff. But in terms of, like, it's very easy on March 1st for people to be like, oh my God, I'm never watching baseball again. This sport's done. And then, like, in April, late April, they'll come back and everything will be fine.
Do you remember the 2011 NFL lockout? Remember it was, they were locked out for the offseason and all these NFL reporters would go down to Park Avenue and then everything was, the sky is falling. Your buddy Richard Deitch said, like, no one's ever coming back to the sport. The season started on time and not a single fan cared or remembered.
See, what I remember, which I'm sure you do too, because we're around the same age and it was so surreal at the time. And could you imagine if any sport today tried to pull what the NFL pulled in the 80s when they had the lockout, the replacement players?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if someone tried to pull that off, if a league tried to pull, like, they went on with the schedule week by week by week with replacement players? That would never go on today.
Yeah, wasn't Sean Payton a replacement quarterback for the Giants or the Eagles? So it's insane. And, like, you see these XFL drafts, like the quality of players that are going. Yeah. Like, can you imagine if some, like, quarterback from Charleston State, like a D2 school, was the Giants quarterback in week one? It'd be insane. No, and you're right.
They had, like, Madden and Summerall calling, like, the replacement game. Like, it was just wild.
It was great. Yeah, I don't think that would play today.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
We're taping this on Wednesday. And on Wednesdays now, my life is being dominated by Chris Russo on First Take with Stephen Smith. Have you watched any of this? Like, I can't get enough.
I actually watched it today, but I more importantly follow you on Twitter because I'm getting vicarious joy from your sheer joy of it. I don't know.
I'm thrilled that America is getting to see what Chris Russo is all about. But listen, as I've written, either you get it or you don't get it. I mean, so many people are like, this is so dumb. This is the
really?
Society. Why people, like, they're not looking at it as the entertainment value. Like, right now, my mentions are a mess because everyone's like telling me, like, whether Steph Curry's a top 10 player. And I'm like, it would be impossible for me to care less if Steph Curry's a top 10. I just want two people screaming at you. And then Russo's earpiece falling out at the end. Did you see that part of it?
Like, I did not. During the stuff.
No, you've got to watch the whole clip. You've got to watch the whole clip.
Bill Russell, You're telling me you're going to take Bill Russell? It was, are you not going to take Bill Russell? It was magical. Because,
can you imagine?
Yeah. Stephen A. About this? Stephen A. is known as the loud, boisterous arguer. Right. He's JV Commander Russo. It's unbelievable. It's the best. I hope you're getting a lot of love for those tweets because it reminds me a little bit of what was that website that tracked Francesa?
Funhouse. Right.
Yeah, that was great. You're becoming like the funhouse for the Chris Rudy, and it's amazing. And I'm addicted to it.
The problem for me is I would be able to do it a lot better, but it's on Wednesdays, and that's when I tape the podcast. So I'm like scrambling.
But the thing with you is, I know you would rather watch that than anything, like an Oscar-winning movie. I can't think of a single thing that you would rather watch. Maybe a game that you bet on or something, but I can't.
This is what Chris Russo. I watched the whole show. They talked because it came down during the show that Cliff Kingsbury got a contract extension. Yeah. He called them Kingsbury 50 times. He has no clue, you know, just makes up expressions.
No, it is Kingsbury. Wait, what did you say?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Yeah, yeah.
So he kept calling him Kingsbury. I got it wrong. He just makes it. Yeah.
The way he butchers names so gleefully is the best thing ever. He's surprised when people. I've heard like people getting names right actually surprises Chris. He's like, why are you getting all the names right?
Exactly. Let me switch gears for a second. Cause when we did the radio show on Friday, you were all pumped up because James Harden was going to make his debut for the Sixers. You must be ecstatic with how that has worked out.
Oh yeah. Because it was amazing how in this first game back, he beat the 2016 Warriors with Kevin Durant or 17 Warriors. And then he beat the original Dream Team in game two, because that's how Philadelphia fans are reacting, as if wins over the terrible T-Wolves and the Knicks. They're acting like we already won the title, Jimmy. It's insane. These two wins, like James Harden was like 5 for 7 for 3-point against the T-Wolves. That will never, ever, ever translate to the playoffs against the Bucks or when it matters. So the overreactions have been insane. And I'm losing friends over this because my Philly fans are like, what do you mean? What do you mean the Sixers are going to win the title? I'm like, what are you talking about? I mean, it's so hard to win a title. So I become like this negative Nelly on the whole thing.
I'm surprised. I would expect you to be all in on the Sixers.
I am. I'm a big Sixers fan, but I've seen them like blow it so many times.
Right.
And I feel like Harden can work now. Maggie was saying when he got to the Nets, he was exactly like this. He was so charged up for about a month.
Right.
And then it just didn't work out. And I expect the same thing to happen.
Last topic. I remember from our days working together at SI, you were a big wrestling fan as a youngster.
Yeah.
I'm sure you don't pay close attention to it now.
Not as much. I mean, I appreciate it a lot, but I don't.
That's perfect.
That close. Yeah.
Okay. So given that you don't pay attention to it, would you be interested or intrigued or bothered to watch at WrestleMania this year? The big report that seems likely to be true is that 76-year-old Vince McMahon is going to wrestle Pat McAfee. Will that make you watch?
Yeah, I'm pretty into it, to be honest. But he's not like a normal 76-year-old. He's still kind of yoked, right?
Oh, yeah, big time. Big time.
And McAfee, I saw McAfee at the Super Bowl. He's not that big. Like, he's not a scary individual, you know. So I think I definitely would watch. So this is really happening. I couldn't tell if it was just hype.
Didn't you snub Pat McAfee at the Super Bowl?
He says I snubbed him.
What's the truth? Give us the scoop.
No, I would never snub Pat McAfee. Jimmy, I was at Super Bowl Media Row. Pat McAfee was the single most buzzed about person on the whole Media Row. I mean, he had like people following him around. Every local station wanted to talk to him. He is red hot right now.
Yeah.
Obviously. And he was having a great time. I mean, he's embracing the moment. I got to give him like huge credit because most people be like, you know, most people in our business be like, no, I'm a journalist. I'm not wrestling Vince McMahon wrestling a 76-year-old.
I mean, I'm curious to see how they, you know, what the storyline ends up becoming, but a 76-year-old man is going to wrestle a football player. It's going to a punter. Yeah, that's true. But I think people are going to watch. Like, how could you not?
No, so you'll watch, obviously.
Yeah, I'll watch. I mean, how can you not? He's 76. I want to see how like you said, he's all jacked up, but he's still 76. Can he move around? You know, like,
I don't know. Yeah, can we break like a hip? Yeah, we didn't. One thing I regret that we didn't do our show, like, you know, that I was like an 80s wrestling fan. Like, I could do 20 minutes on Roddy Piper if you want to do that next show.
Well, those are the good old days.
Yeah, Jimmy Snuka. Yeah. I feel like but you might be like the next generation of wrestlers. Was that your jam or were you?
Yeah. That was it. Right. Yeah. Like, I think Jimmy Snuka was like the reason I got in him, and like Piper breaking the coconut over his head is like the most like memorable moment of my childhood.
And how does wrestling compare now? Is it, did you find it as entertaining or is it?
No, it's not nearly, you know, because what's happened now is it's really the backstage off-screen stuff that's more interesting than what I almost feel like what I would like to see. I'd like to see them go back to the old ways and just pretend it's real.
And then, oh, got it.
Yeah, that's what I would like to see, but that's never going to happen.
It's still real to me, you know that.
Exactly. I want it to. Exactly. Yeah. All right, Andrew, I appreciate you doing this and filling in for Sal, and thanks for having me on the radio show.
Yeah,
Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday through Friday for your.
Yeah. By the way, I'm 20 yards away from where Sal usually records.
Give me Wednesday, March 2nd. What is your hottest take?
Oh, have you heard of this storyline about Aaron Rodgers may or may not go back to the Packers?
Oh my God. So,
my hottest take.
Yeah.
Do I have a good against the grain? Yeah. Well, I am arguing, dude, number 7 Giants. I think they might take a quarterback. I'm saying it right now. I think I stole that from Todd McShay's mock draft, but it's still a hot take. Why not? Dude, why not? You really like, are they really committed to Daniel Jones? I don't think the quarterback class is that bad. I'm into it.
They have a new coach there. Yeah. They're going to fool around wasting a, you know, I mean that it could, you could almost look at it like they're wasting a draft pick. If they're not wasting that draft pick, then they're admitting that Daniel Jones was, I don't know. That's a weird one for me. But
yeah,
listen, I would be shocked if they took a quarterback.
Yeah. How about Washington? Well, anyway, I'll send you my unofficial.
You're so into the draft. I love it.
I love it. Yeah. All right, Jimmy.
All right. Take it easy.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Bye. All right.
All right, that wraps up this week's edition of the SI Media Podcast. My thanks to Jim Miller. My thanks to Andrew Perloff for filling in for Sal Licata. He'll be back next week. If you missed any recent episodes of the SI Media Podcast, I highly, highly, highly recommend last week's with Molly Kierum of First Take. Even if you don't watch First Take, she was a great interview, and I think you'll enjoy it just on sort of how to do a sports show and a debate show. Andrew Marchand on the podcast 2 weeks ago, Boomer Esiason 3 weeks ago. So check those out. Subscribe, rate, and review. All right, we'll see you next week right here on the SI Media Podcast. Stay safe and take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.